Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
You know what, guys? For something the left is saying is really not happening much, it definitely seems to be happening a lot. Now, for the past couple of years, guys, if you've been watching our videos, we have done a ton of videos on males identifying as females and jumping over into women's sports and dominating them. It's been well documented, but people on the left are saying, nah, it ain't really happening. Yeah, it is. It's actually happening. Remember the other day, the NAIA actually banned transgenders from competing in female sports. You must compete with your birth sets. Just as simple. Remember CNN actually came out and they started panicking. They brought on a woke non-binary ESPN reporter or journalist, whatever. And this person said that, well, they ain't really that much of a difference, even though she actually said there was. Yeah, kind of strange, right? I believe that may have actually been a male. I don't know, man. Kind of strange. But anyway, here we go again. We have another example, guys, of a male going over into female sports and dominating. Now, this is actually a track and field. Out there in the People's Republic of Oregon. Yeah, Oregon, a super leftist state. Here we are again. They say it's not happening, but boy, it's happening. Track and field. You got a male high schooler identifying as female and wipes the floor with all these women. Folks, this has to be a record. It definitely has to be. We got a video clip here, guys, we're going to go over. And it's not even close. This so-called transgender dominates the women so badly. I believe he could have been blind and beat them. He got a 5-second victory, which is an eternity when you're actually talking about track and field. I mean, it wasn't even close. Not even close. 5 seconds, man, in track and field is an eternity. And at the end of this race, man, those women, you can tell, they gave it all they had, and they couldn't even come close. But the time of this male runner identifying as a female was horrific when you actually look at the male numbers. So let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. Check this out. Transgender athlete's performance stirs controversy in Oregon high school track competition. Yes, the hopes and dreams of actual females got demolished. These women got embarrassed. These young girls got embarrassed. On Saturday, a transgender biological male competed in the Sherwood Need for Speed Invitational, a track and field competition held at Sherwood High School in Sherwood, Oregon. Aiden Gallagher, a grade 10 trans-identifying student from McDaniel High School in Portland. Oh, God, Portland. That explains everything right there. Antifa, Ground Zero Central. Anyway, competed in three girls events, the 200 meter, 400 meter, and a 4x100 meter relay. Gallagher finished the meet in first place with a time of 25.49, beating the heat's net's fastest competitor by over 5 seconds. That's a long time, man. Let's say I finish at the finish line. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then that person, the next person actually crosses the finish line. Yeah. That is crazy. But here's the thing, man. Here is the thing. This is astonishing. It says, if Gallagher had competed in the boys 200 meter in Sherwood on Saturday, a time of 25.49 would have resulted in finishing in 61st place. Wow. This just proves, man, there's definitely a biological difference between male and females. Yeah. That is insane. Look here. Gallagher finished the quarter mile race with a time of 55.61. Again, taking second place in the girls' competition. So he finished second, but check this out. In the boys' 400-meter competition, this time would have resulted in finishing in 57th place. In the girls' 100-meter relay competition, McDaniel High School took seventh place with a time of 50.81. Yeah, this is crazy. Now, let's get to the video. This is the video right here, 45 seconds, and this is a complete domination. Let's roll it.
Wilhelmina, Jaden Vanderveeg, in seven for Bergen Episcopal, Abby Olson.
Now, this is him right here.
McDaniel, lane two.
Look how far ahead he is of all the women.
Great drive.
Honestly, it doesn't even really look like he's trying all at heart. Bam.
Gallagher, the victory here in section number one.
Wow.
25:49.
Those women got smoked. And dude's not even trying to look like a female. Not even trying to look like a female. Wow.
Second, Wilson in 30.77. Third, Geisbers in 31.31. Fourth, Messiel. Wilhelmina, Jaden Vanderveeg.
Wow. But really, they say it's not happening, right? They say it's really not happening. And I know this probably a little bit blurry. Dude looked like he actually got a mustache. I mean, the physical features, definitely male. Definitely male. These women got smoked. When is enough enough, man? But we're talking about Oregon here. So Oregon, super left wing. That's pretty much a communist state over there. They're full of identity politics like crazy. But this is allowed to happen right there. That video is embarrassing. Whoever the female that actually finished in second, that's true winner right there. That's the person that actually won the female race. Not this guy. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure you're subscribed to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.